New Zealand with the rest of the world. Associate Minister of Health, Pēnei Henare, joins us now. Me tukumihi ki a koe, Minister. Thank you very much for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Auntie. It's good to see you. Wanted to acknowledge bumping into you at the Dawn Raids apology, which was really nice, and to do that in the flesh. But here we are. COVID is the kaupapa.
COVID is kaupapa. So reconnecting Aotearoa New Zealand to the world, that's absolutely critical. But what about timing? You know, obviously you've got Dr. David Skeggs working on this. The government has taken other types of recommendations and advice as well too. Have we got the timing right?
I'm going to say yes, but I will acknowledge, Auntie, it's tight. So over the next couple of months, the Prime Minister was quite clear we've got to test some of our border settings and our MIQ settings. One, because we know that the demand for MIQ is just unsustainable at the moment. But secondly, we've got to continue to alter it so to allow a bit more free travel as the world reopens. But, you know, Dr. Skegg, if there was one message I took from his kōrero today is Delta is coming and it is inevitable. And so, you know, we've got to try and remain as vigilant as possible while trying to map out a plan to open it up. And two points that were quite clear today for me, for whānau, was the need for vaccination. And the other point, of course, was the need for some kind of assurance or assurity, if you like, for businesses to make sure that they can continue to plan for the future, which has been difficult over the past year.
So about the vaccinations, we see today that Matt Ducey, the National MP for Waimakariri, he complained about a Māori health provider reaching out, using a campaign to reach out to rangatahi via text, where our rangatahi are, you know, they're out via text, but he called it a separate health strategy and racist as well too. So on the one hand, we've got our Māori health providers employing, adopting strategies that suit our whānau, and then we're being attacked. We've also got a national strategy that is age group based, but we know that, as an example, Te Oranga Nui or Whanganui are doing it by rohe, you know, so they're going out to isolated areas and doing whole whānau. Age groups not working for us. How we do it is the correct way for us, but we're getting attacked left, right and centre. What do we do about a strategy that ain't working for us? And when we do adopt a strategy, we're getting kicked in the teeth by the opposition telling us it's separatist and wrong. We're not winning.
Yeah, I told Matt Ducey today that what he's done is, you know, undo a whole heap of positive work that's already been done to date. You know, the slightest hint of the kind of racism and the attitudes that Matt Ducey has displayed certainly doesn't encourage our people to come forward. So I was quite upfront with him about that. And where possible, I as well as my colleagues will attack, you know, anybody who tries to deter the efforts of our health providers. And with respect to the way that our health providers are doing things, Dr. Bloomfield today in the hui around reconnecting New Zealand, as well as Minister Hipkins, has made it very clear whānau is the only way we're going to do this, and in particular for Māori, but we want to do it for the entire country. And, you know, one of the benefits of if we get this right with whānau, Auntie, is, you know, after COVID and after the vaccination process, it's got to be whānau in the health reform as well. So if we show that we can do this right and do it right in Māori settings, do it right in mainstream settings with a focus on whānau, not only will it benefit Māori, but it'll benefit this whole country. And the health reform is certainly geared to try and do that. And if we can't do it through the COVID thing, then, you know, we've got some serious mountains to climb.
Delta is coming. It's on its way. It will get here, but we're still tracking under. You know, we're talking about vaccinations. We're still tracking well under our vaccination rates, and we are not wanting it. We are hesitant. A national strategy doesn't suit us. There's a whole lot of implications impacting on our ability, our access to being vaccinated. There's a whole lot of blocks in our way. Is it you know, which goes back to my original question, is now the right time to be even talking about reconnecting with the rest of the world when the most vulnerable of our community, which is us, are still tracking under and we're still hesitant and the strategy ain't suiting us and we're getting booted for doing what we have to do with our whānau? Have we got it right?
I do think it is the right time. And the reason I say that is because the Prime Minister was clear that testing in terms of our settings at the border needs to happen. But she was also quite clear that, you know, any prospect of opening up isn't until sort of February next year, which gives us some time, and it does. And, you know, when we talk about the need for us to increase our vaccination rates, in particular for Māori, what we know, and in the discussion I had with the Māori health providers during the week, is most of them are stretched to the limit. They already are, and they have been basically since COVID arrived. So now what the challenge for myself and Dr. Bloomfield and our providers around the country is, how do we ensure that mainstream are responding to the equity challenge and delivering the kind of service that our people deserve and have had in certain instances with our Māori health providers? And that's the biggest challenge in front of us at the moment. I mean, soon, Auntie, we're going to have another kōrero and conversation about what does it look like as we lower the ages for vaccination? Because I think that's another conversation for Māori to engage, that we'll need to engage in, because, you know, our most precious gift are our mokopuna and our tamariki. And you know, I said to the team here in Wellington, the same old messaging isn't going to work for our rangatahi, because we need our, you know, you can do the rangatahi style things to connect, but ultimately as parents, we're going to have to make decisions about what it looks like for our children as the vaccine looks to roll out.
One of the approaches to MIQ is to have self-isolation. So that's allowing whānau members to go home, perhaps. And again, because we're under-vaccinated, is it safe for them to be in and out and about in the community? If they do then present as positive, and they could be presenting with Delta and they're out and about in some of our high population Māori communities. Again, is that the right call?
No, which is why we have to do the testing and do it properly. So the options are, of course, as you mentioned, self-isolation. Another option is a shorter MIQ stay with some testing, a strong testing regime, and then ongoing self-isolation at home. But you know, straight away, you and I know what the problem is, Auntie. We don't live on our own. We live with whānau. And so there is no ability to go home in a whānau of eight and isolate without contacting anyone in your whānau. So those are the settings that we're wanting to look to test over the coming months. And the Prime Minister was clear today that those numbers will be in the hundreds, not the thousands. So I know that she talked about employers in the first instance. That's because we can allow them to have skin in the game. And one of the examples that we're considering, it hasn't been decided yet, is, for example, the Defence Force. We know, one, they're vaccinated. Two, they have travel overseas. Three, when they come home, they can look towards an isolation setting that suits them. That could be in a barrack, on a base, or even if they're home, if the setting is right. Now, those are just some of the ways that we've got to test it. But as I mentioned to the Prime Minister and my colleagues, Māori don't live that way. Māori live in whānau. And so we've got to try and tweak and test those settings to make sure that when we do open, maximum protection is offered to our whānau.
And just finally, it is important that we do reconnect with the rest of the world, especially for our tourism industry. A lot of our Māori whānau have been impacted negatively because of the inability of those tourists to come in. They've had to pivot, but many of our businesses have had to close their doors. And it's just not the tourism industry, it's all the associated businesses around them as well too. So we're going to have to find some way to get the economy up and running again, and you know, and for our Māori economy as well too.
That's exactly right. And Rob Fife, who was the business lens on the advisory committee, was quite clear that a couple of things needed to happen. Vaccination rates need to go up. And two, we need to give some sort of schedule or assurance, if you like, to businesses because consistency and assurance works for them and it allows them to plan. But, you know, the message that I took from his contribution today was, what we're going through at the moment and testing the settings at our border and upping the vaccination rate, is far better than going into lockdown. Lockdown has the bigger impact on businesses. And he said, wherever we can, we must use every tool in our toolkit to test it to make sure that the economy and business have some security in the future. But we know that sharp lockdowns will only kill more businesses. So to your point, timing's going to be everything. And secondly, so too is getting the settings right. We're on a journey, Auntie, and you know, it's going to be really quite a challenge for us to make sure we do it. But we've got about 5 to 6 months to do it and do it right. And hopefully if we do, we can return back to as normal as possible.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Minister. Always wonderful to kōrero with you. We thank you very much for all your hard mahi, you and your colleagues in the Labour Party caucus. Thank you so very much.
Kia ora, Auntie. Kia ora tātou.
That is Minister Penny Henare joining us this afternoon. Thanks very much to him. Bob Martin Bradbury's coming up after the break.